Well, the past few weeks we have been in Matthew's Gospel only, looking at Jesus' parables about the kingdom of God, what it is, what it looks like, what it means to us today in the 21st century. Just as a brief reminder, Jesus in Matthew's Gospel is talking to Jews. In Matthew's Gospel, it was written for Jews who had received Jesus as Messiah and was now following Jesus as his disciples. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the kingdom of God, and this was important because Jesus came to earth announcing that the kingdom of God had come near. So repent, or change your way of thinking. To repent is to turn from going in one direction and doing a 180 to go in the other direction. So let's do a complete about-face about what it is that the kingdom of God is and what that means. We talked about the happy place that the Jewish people had by that time. And their happy place was back in the day, hundreds of years before, when David was their king. When David was their king, things were good. Things were very good. Their enemies were defeated. Everybody had plenty to eat. The crops were plentiful. The livestock, the herds were reproducing, and everything was good. That was their happy place. So quite naturally, that's what they were expecting for the kingdom of God to come to earth. It would look very similar to that. Jesus is saying it's not going to be that way. The kingdom of God is not a physical kingdom as in the old days with David. It's something new. So now we read also Paul's letter to the Romans. We read a good portion of it that's very familiar to many people. Now, Jesus came primarily to announce the kingdom of God to the Jewish people. Paul is God's chosen witness in the first century to go to the non-Jews, to the Gentiles, tell them about Jesus and tell them about the kingdom of God. Another way of thinking about the kingdom of God, the rule or reign of God. Here in the United States, we don't have a king, so it's hard to imagine what it is to live under the rule or the reign of a king. We can think in terms of life in God's terms, life according to God's ways. That is the same as the kingdom of God. So here you have Paul. Now, when Paul went on his missionary journeys, the first place he would stop when he got to a town, he would go to the synagogue and bring the good news about Jesus to the Jewish people first, and then he would share it with everybody in the town. So he did, this was his pattern. We come to Paul and the letter to the church, the Christians in Rome. Actually, Paul wrote that letter having never visited Rome. He had it on his radar. He wanted very desperately to go to Rome with the good news about Jesus. But by the time he wrote this letter, he had not been there yet, which was very much out of character for Paul, because the letters he wrote to the church in Ephesus and Philippi and Corinth and Galatia, if you read his letters carefully, you'll see that he has already been to those places. He knows those people. And he's writing to them. Now, when it comes to the church at Rome, it's more of an introductory letter that he's writing. I think he doesn't want to waste any time because he wants to get there. And if you get to the end of the book of Acts, you'll see that he did get there. But he was in prison when he got there. So Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome, and this church is made up of Jewish Christians and non-Jews. Or Gentiles. And one of the reasons he's writing, as you read the book of Romans before up to chapter 8, there is the Christians in the Roman church are not they're not of the same mind totally. The Jewish Christians, they still have the thinking about the law.